Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I tell you all the time, it's really easy stuff, people. Head over to MyPillow.com, where you can, you know, Mike Lindell, who supports the same thing you do, right, who's willing to fight alongside you, and support the same things you do. I mean, I don't get it. Why would you buy from? Why are you buying from these companies that are importing product from China? That are, you know, you're feeding the Chinese economy. Why wouldn't you feed somebody? Why wouldn't you work with somebody who's on your page, who's on your side, who will do the same things you do, who will fight for the same things you're fighting for? I will never understand, you know, that. I really wouldn't. It's just like I tell some of my friends who, you know, want to get involved in politics, or they want to fight, they want to do this, they want to... Right, okay. Are you willing to commit to consistently show up every week, every other week, every third week, whatever it is, for your city council, water board, school district, whatever it is, are you willing to show up and do something, you know, and fight for those things? Speak to those things? Probably not. Karine Jean-Pierre says, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Sheets, pillowcases, he's got comforters there. He's got, just check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save you 30 to 70% off. Check it out. Christmas is just around the corner. All right. Karine Jean-Pierre, again, says it's stunning that Republicans are demanding a secure border. And history will remember them harshly. She has an IQ of 4, apparently. Why would it be wrong to want a strong border? More and more countries are waking up to the fact that you can't have open borders. You have open borders, you don't have a country. It's really that simple. Right? And basically that's what it was. She was mad at them for demanding a secure border and giving information that made people squirm. Right? Now, if you want funding for Ukraine, since they can't seem to stop that, the House said, hey, no problem. We want funding for the border. Really that simple. They've been talking about this from day one. So I'm surprised they're going through with it, but so this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody else. This is after House Speaker Mike Johnson put the Biden regime on notice and tied Ukraine funding to an exchange for immigration reforms. Really that simple. She echoed Joe Biden and said funding for Ukraine is more important than securing the southern border. Wow. Really? She went on to say it's stunning that we've gotten to this point and that Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin a gift. Right. Because you want to give Everybody else that gets coming up to the southern border. The Chinese, totally ignoring immigration laws. She is. They are. This administration, remember, like, not above the law administration, totally ignoring these laws. The greatest gift that Putin could hope for. That's what we're seeing. So they're playing chicken with our national security. No, the national security is the southern border, not over in Ukraine. You look at those lists. You look at those people coming through the border. You look at what's going on down there. These are military-age men. They're well-fit. They're from Africa. Right there. Look at. Not that they shouldn't be from Africa. Not that we should let Africans in. That's not the point. Not how it works. They don't get just to walk over the border. There's been 12,000 encounters with illegal aliens at the southern border on one day alone. Since Joe Biden took office, we've estimated over 10 million illegal aliens have entered the country. 10 million. I'm telling you, you got to put them in boats, planes, trains, whatever it takes, and send them back. They don't want to be here. Matter of fact, some of them that were interviewed, this is hilarious, but some of them that were interviewed said they don't want to be American citizens. All they want to do is work here, get the money, and send it back home. Wow. Just amazing. And this is nonstop. This is a continuous line. If you watch the videos, it's a continuous line of these people coming over. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time. 50-year-old man with the PAC identifying as a teenage girl competes in swim meet. Also got the shower, the girl shower and locker room. According to Rebel News, 50-year-old man in Canada who transitioned to do Melody Wisehart was allowed to enter a swim competition with teenage girls. This is amazing. You know, I kept telling you this was going to happen. Nobody believed me. Right? I mean, I'm not a genius at this. Believe me. This is simple common sense when you watch this happen. 20 years ago, we couldn't even imagine this. But in 2023, you're watching all this craziness happen right in front of your eyes. Right before Cepeda was heading out after the competition, Rebel News reported that he did not even opt for a gender-neutral restroom or for the men's restroom. Instead, he decided to change into a women's locker room. He's a pervert. That's all there is to it. Talk more about it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 World Show, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate when you're with us, when you're talking with us, when you're working through things with us. It makes a big difference. Anyway, as I said, appreciate it all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. I love some of you guys who think that we don't stand a chance with Hunter. I'm looking through some of the emails at the break. Right? And I'm saying to myself, okay, is it really that bad? If we get, hopefully, I don't even know who to trust anymore. You get Trump reelected. All right? And you straighten some of this stuff out. Yeah, he's only got 4 years. Someone's saying, well, he's going to be a lame duck president. He won't be able to get anything done. It's not true. If he chooses the right VP, and we believe we can get that VP elected after the election, I mean, you know, after Trump's 4 years, let him be the wrecking ball. Clean up the swamp for real this time. Remember, his ego's too big for him to fail a second time. And, you know, I love how MSNBC and those guys are playing up the fact that he said he was a dictator, or he was going to be a dictator. I think it's wonderful. Not that he wants to be a dictator. I think it's wonderful how they twisted it. He said, I will be a dictator on the first day and undo every one of those bad executive orders he did. Well, he's stating, actually, in essence, that Biden was acting as a dictator. He's just going to do the same thing Biden does. Does anybody remember the picture of Biden sitting around the very first day he got elected? Right? He did the walk, went to the office. There was a stack of executive orders already there. Every single one of them undoing everything that Trump did. Every one of them. But this is our fault, too, because we did the same thing. We encouraged Trump and other Republican presidents just to do an executive order. So what do we do? Are we dictatorship now? Or are we still a republic? Which one? I have to ask. That's the part that gets old. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5563. Well, I guess this will go up for today, too. U.S. House Senators, Representative Jamal Bowman for pulling fire alarm. You think he'll get expelled? It's just amazing, right? And what I really find interesting about this is only 3 Democrats voted to censure him. Right? Now, they know what he did was wrong. This is why I say to you, they're not honest people. They don't care. They support their people no matter what. And we think we're taking the high road? I think we're stupid. That's what I think. Let's play the same way they do. He knew what he was doing. He walked past the sign, had to walk around the sign, past the sign that said emergency exit only, had to undo the locks on the door, pull the fire alarm. He knew exactly what he was doing. Right? It's just amazing. And then you had a bunch of Republicans that didn't vote, or that voted not to censure him. Right? I mean, what the heck is that all about? What did they think they were doing or not doing? These same guys voted to oust the other fella. Andy Harris, Kevin McCarthy, you know, Chuck Edwards. I mean, I go through the whole list. Now, all right, some of them weren't there, but we know why they weren't there. Right? And remember, Bowman really obstructed an official government proceeding. But nobody seemed to care about that. See, they only care about the stuff that works for them. Isn't that amazing? And nobody seems to care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Doesn't get me. It's very disheartening when you start looking at the stories that all fall together, that all fall in line with each other. You have to sit there and scratch your head and say, when did this happen? Yeah, I did do that, didn't I? All right. Let me finish up the 50-year-old pervert story. All right, the 50-year-old man with a PhD, identifying as a teenage girl, and competes in a swim meet. Then he goes and he showers with the girls in the girls' locker room. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. I'm sorry, we're going to call him a pervert. When did he start doing this? And why does he get to identify an age as well? Or is age a social construct too? We've allowed these people to do this. Look, if you're really an old timer on the show, I was screaming about this, God, almost 15 years ago. When they decided what words meant, how we could use them. Right, they were making all those decisions for us. It made no sense then. Doesn't make any sense now. Mr. CPD, what's his name? Sapita, what's the deal? Why are you swimming with 13-year-olds? Why are you breaking world aquatic rules? Why are you running? Are you a sexual pervert? This is somebody who was chasing him, asking him questions. He ended up running out of the place. Look, the only way to defeat this is you guys, even if you're not running for office, go talk to your neighbors. Oh, I'm not good at that. All right, well, then put up with it. Shut up. Stop complaining about what's going on around you. Put up with it. All right? Or open your mouth. Because you got to have people of common sense to stand up and say enough is enough. Get in the way. Slow the guy down. Lock him in a closet until the race is over. I don't know, but do something. Joe, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update.
Hunter Biden is being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts. The charges were filed Thursday in a federal court in Los Angeles. Biden allegedly failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. The indictment also alleges that President's son lived an extravagant lifestyle instead of paying his taxes. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. He will be allowed to return to his home in California while awaiting trial. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RUJO, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not that hard. You don't even, I mean, sincerely. I don't know what most people are worried about. If you take a look at what's going on around you, you decide you don't like it, then truly do something to change it. And I'm sure there's somebody around you, somebody in a club or, you know, one of the local political clubs or what have you, that can help you maneuver and find out where these meetings are, what you can do to get involved and engaged. It really isn't that hard. So, you know, for a long time I've been talking about how some of these scams, the dams are cracking. And what I truly mean by that is when you look at what's going on, people are getting fed up. You're getting fed up with hearing, you know, or being fed garbage. How about that? Probably the best way to say it. Now, the scientist, another scientist, screamed about what a scam the climate scenario is. You know, people, we're always told, what are we told? Everybody, same time, follow the science, right? Shouldn't they have to follow science too? Or is it just us? Yeah, take a listen to this guy. I mean, seriously, I'm hearing more and more of these things. When I'm searching for stories, I'm hearing more and more of these kind of things. Take a listen. Maybe.
The climate change theory is a climate change conspiracy theory, and it is completely stupid. The problem with the current climate change narrative is that it's false. It claims that carbon dioxide controls or is the main forcer of world temperatures, whereas actual data shows that it's world temperatures which control the carbon dioxide concentration. CO2 does not have any effect whatsoever. The actual climate is cooling, and that is shown by satellite data as opposed to the fraudulent data produced by the American and the United Nations operations, where they select data to make it look colder in the past and warmer in the present.
Don't you love it? I mean, some of these guys finally had it. They're coming out speaking against this, though. We've been talking about it.
Climate change theory is a...
Right? And nothing's going to change until you make a change, so you get rid of some of these people. Right? There are prime ministers in countries all across the globe coming against this. And you know what? I don't blame them. It's about time. If we don't start stepping up, I mean, if the people who claim this stuff is phony don't start stepping up and calling it phony, showing that it's phony, this is not, then this is truly a waste of time. You're going to lose, you're going to keep losing, and you don't seem to care about it. Right? Now, as I said earlier, for those of you who are totally enamored, in love with Nikki Haley, remember what I've been telling you. You guys, you got to listen to her words. You got to listen to what she has to say. This is getting kind of old in constantly telling you, wake up. Watch what happens. When they're pressured, when something happens and they're pressured, watch what happens. Look at the direction they head in. I'm so tired of this stuff. It's right in front of your face. Take a listen. This is Nikki Haley talking to you about 12-year-olds getting sex operations.
Madam Ambassador, another question is what care should be on the table when a 12-year-old child in this country, assigned female at birth, says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy. What should the law allow the response to be?
Well, I think the law should stay out of it, and I think parents should handle it.
Madam Ambassador, another question is what care should be on the table when a 12-year-old child in this country, assigned female at birth, says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy. What should the law allow the response to be?
Well, I think the law should stay out of it, and I think parents should handle it.
Wow. We do so many things to circumvent parental power, don't we? I mean, a lot. Like kids can't drink to a certain age. They can drink in the house, obviously. Or you can help them drink in the house, whatever. But I find all this quite amusing. All of a sudden, she's willing to let the parents decide. Maybe there has to be some education arm to this. So they can see exactly what's going to happen, what it's going to look like when they're finished. I mean, I didn't want to. I mean, seriously. Yeah, I'm watching some of the stuff that you guys are sending me, and I'm kind of sick to my stomach over it. It's amazing. 855-real-Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You're part of the conversation, then you're part of the solution. It is really not that hard. It doesn't have to be. I'll put it that way. All right. I got so many stories here. A lot of stuff happening. The University of Pennsylvania donor withdraws $100 million after the president's congressional testimony on anti-Semitism. Do you blame him? No, in all sincerity, do you really blame him or these people? A major donor of the University of Pennsylvania is withdrawing a donation worth roughly $100 million as a protest against the college's handling of anti-Semitism. And, you know, you listen to these testimonies by the presidents of these colleges. Who let them in? Ross Stevens, founder and CEO of Stone Ridge Asset Management. He donated to Penn in 2017, a gift that consisted of a partnership units in the firm, which are now valued at around $100 million, to help the university establish a financial innovation center. Now, the attorneys for Stevens sent the university a letter indicating the school violated Stone Ridge's limited partnership agreement. for its failure to adhere to anti-discrimination, anti-harassment rules. The letter said that Stevens and Stone Ridge are appalled by the university's stance on anti-Semitism. It added that Penn's permissive approach to hate speech, calling for violence against Jews in a real nonchalant way. I mean, when you talk about harassment and discrimination, you're doing nothing to stop it, is what they're saying. It also took issue with the President Liz McGill's testimony before the House Education and Workforce Committee this week. She said that with her anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic chants and calls for the genocide of Jewish people or prohibited speech are context-dependent. And they would violate Penn's rules against bullying, harassment. I mean, look, can we just call it what it is? Right? They don't care. They really don't. They don't care to protect the Jews. They have no interest in wanting to. They're getting so much money from the Chinese and others that they don't really care about these donations from Jews and Jewish firms. Right? I mean, seriously. Otherwise, if they're truly, if our universities are truly supposed to be a place of free speech, of open dialogue, not hate speech, not calling for the killing of a group, the wiping out of a group, I mean, genocide for all intents and purposes. When you think about it, again, this should never even have come up. We shouldn't even be talking about this. This shouldn't have been an issue. Their attitude should be, hey, bottom line, we don't allow this kind of speech for any group. We've had these conversations. We've had these arguments over what freedom of speech actually means. And until we figure that out, many have it figured out. Till you're willing to stand up for it, till you're willing to allow it to happen, again, nothing changes. Absolutely nothing. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
There's always a way. Doesn't matter what it is. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Try to get through a whole bunch of stuff. A whole bunch of crazy stories we got. And look, there's never a shortage of these. Never. Anyway, let's see. 750. You know, I remember when Google people did this. It was Google. It was a few other big companies. And I was like, fire them all. Well, they think that they think that they're the ones that run the company. There were over 750 woke staffers of the far-left Washington Post hold massive strike outside the company. Well, yeah, they deserve what they get. And I get the biggest kick out of these people. I really do. They initiated a 24-hour walkout marking the largest protest of the newspaper in almost 50 years. The strike is notably one of the biggest labor actions in Washington, D.C. That's according to Axios. Now, staffers, also known as posties, are calling on the public to stand in solidarity with them by boycotting the Post content. right? This walkout is the peak of a tension building 18 months of contract negotiations between the Post management and its staff. The tensions were heightened last week amidst the buzz of potential layoffs should the company not meet its target buyout numbers. Now, the paper's facing a steep $100 million deficit for the year. It's announced plans to cut about 240 jobs, particularly targeting the local newspaper department. I'm sorry, the local news department. Now, despite these dire circumstances, only half of the slated positions have been vacated. Right? And those have been through voluntary departures. People have actually left because they want to. The union representing the striking employees, the Washington Post Guild, they accuse management of failing to bargain in good faith. Their demands are centered on achieving equal pay, securing raises to keep pace with the inflation. Oh, no. No, you touted this guy as a great guy. You should not get raises that go along with the inflation rate. Oh, they want flexibility. So look, they're dictating. They want equal pay, which that's a nice line, but what does it actually mean? They want raises to keep pace with inflation that their guy is creating. And they want to maintain flexible remote work policies, which, frankly, remote working for people who aren't disciplined doesn't work. The union went ahead and released the following statement. Washington Post employees have been negotiating with management for 18 months. We still lack a contract that keeps pace with record-level inflation, guarantees workers a living wage. Meanwhile, because of our previous publisher's mismanagement, the company has tried to balance its books by laying off nearly 40 people. Then they offered voluntary buyouts to another 240 staffers this fall. Now they've threatened that if they don't get enough people to leave, more layoffs will be next. That's not a threat. They got to make money to keep the doors open. That's the one thing that you never hear people talk about. How much money should you put aside for research and development? How much money do you put aside for maintenance? Right? Fewer Post employees making the critical journalism that keeps our communities informed. Right. You mean misinformed. That's what you mean. Time and again, we're told that the company's leaders that we're worth more. They refuse to listen. Listen, did you catch that? I don't speak English really well, but time and again, we've told the company's leaders that we're worth more because we believe ourselves to be worth more. They refuse to listen. They refuse to bargain in good faith. They've broken the law again and again. So we're told company leaders that on December 7th, we're striking for 24 hours. Because we know there's no Washington Post without us. A reporter for the Washington Post wrote, I'm walking off the job with hundreds of my WAPO colleagues because the company's breaking the law and bargaining in bad faith. Respect our picket line during a 24-hour strike by avoiding WAPO journalism. So I would tell you guys listening to the show, you don't have to do anything there. Just head over to Washington Post. You don't really have to read anything. I don't care. Just so they can see their numbers spike or hit. That would be great. Right? And the fact that they're going to tell the Washington Post how they're going to operate, it just shows you how self-absorbed these people are. They believe themselves to be so important. Yeah, the company can't put out content without content creators. We all know that. We don't need a degree to figure that one out. But if you're not making a whole bunch of money because your stories are terrible, or you're not known to be telling the truth most of the time, why should I pay you more money? If the company's making less money because you guys aren't putting up stories that people care about, why should I pay you more money? It's just amazing, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Ted Cruz says nobody pays millions of dollars to a crackhead because Hunter Biden, he doesn't provide any services. What's he do? What's he an expert in? Right? Ted Cruz was on Newsmax. And he didn't hold back. A lot of these guys aren't holding back, but I wish they would do something. I mean that for real. I wish they would do something. Cruz says that he has lied at every stage. Every stage his defense has been proven to be a lie. This is about Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. He said at the very onset of the campaign that never discussed overseas businesses with his son. That's what he said. That was a lie. We know it was a lie. There were dozens of conversations. They have them now. They have them in email. They even have recorded versions. I don't know. Who records their conversations? I'm just curious. You know, that was a lie, too. We have multiple pictures, multiple meetings, dinners in Washington, D.C., phone calls with those business associates. Joe is just a constant liar. We've known this for decades about him. Left doesn't care. They seem to like liars as long as they're liberal. If they're liberal liars, they're fine. We have multiple checks of money going through Joe Biden from entities that had received millions of dollars from the Communist Party. Right? He went on to say when he was questioning Chris Roy about yesterday, he said, we have a text from Hunter Biden to a senior Chinese communist demanding millions of dollars and saying, I'm sitting here next to my father. Well, maybe Joe's not his father. I don't know. Do we know that? Did we verify? If you don't pay me this money, my father will retaliate, explicitly threatening a bribe, threatening retaliation. Now, they're going to say, well, Joe didn't say it. Right. We have two IRS whistleblowers who have said that when the investigation asked the natural question, well, was Hunter telling the truth? Was he in fact sitting next to Joe while he was trying to extort that bribe? DOJ blocked the investigation. They said, no, you can't subpoena the data. Right? They were gonna subpoena the GPS information on Joe's phone, Joey B's phone, and Hunter's phone. Love it. It's a cover-up. You know this. It's a cover-up in every direction. Department of Justice has been weaponized against, Christians, Catholics, conservatives, I can go on, Republicans. I mean, really. Jack Smith wants the information on even those who simply liked a post that Trump put up. Scare anybody else? Anyway. Rob Finnerty, he's a Newsmax host. He asked Ted Cruz, have you figured out an explanation yet for why a Chinese communist would suddenly give Hunter Biden millions of dollars for no services rendered? Well, do you think those services, well, might have been access to the man? I mean, Cruz responded as yes. It's the only service that Hunter Biden was able to provide. Right? Technically, he's not a lobbyist. He's the president's son. Just amazing. And if there was even a hint that Trump did something like that, this would be 24/7, would it not? 24/7 news cycle, you wouldn't be able to get away from it because it would be on every station, everywhere, and everyhow. Which is proof positive to me. They don't want the truth. They're not really interested in the truth. And finally, Dr. Peter McCullough, top cardiologist and internist, he said, for those who took the synthetic mRNA shots, no one knows if the body can even dispose of that genetic material. He said, from what he's seeing clinically, now he's not the only doctor saying this, the vaccine is active in the body at least 2 years after the shot, causing all kinds of complications. You got the shot, find a way to get yourself checked out. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We will be back here tomorrow. I promise.